A prince does not have to be announced. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A prince does not have to be announced. When you're a prince, you walk with dignity. You walk with charm. You walk with love. You walk with the realization that everything is great. Everything is wonderful. Yes, that's what a prince does. A prince knows who he is. Now, how does a prince get this way? How does a prince get to have the manners, the way of being, the dignity that he is? Can anyone be a prince? Can everyone truly be a prince? Can being a prince be something that every human being could aspire to? Well, you can be sure not every human being is going to aspire to be a prince. Not every human being is going to aspire to be a prince who does not have to be announced. Because when you're a prince who does not have to be announced, that means that you have been raised in a family where you are taught to respect yourself, where you are taught that you are a prince. And there are things that a prince does, and there are things that a prince does not do. And the things that a prince does not do, a prince does not want to do. A prince does not want to do things that are not princely. Now, just what are a few things that are princely? Well, a prince always says something good about himself. That's interesting. A prince always says something good about everyone in his family. A prince talks about his royal family, his royal mother, his royal father, his royal sister, his royal brothers, his royal aunts and cousins and uncles and grandmothers and grandfather. A prince has absolute respect for his family. And as the prince has absolute respect for his family is respectable. Now you see, well, not everyone is going to be heir to the kingdom. Not everybody is going to be heir to the throne. Well, yes, everyone is heir to the throne. Everyone is born divine. Everyone is born heir to the divine throne, and that is not untrue. That is very true. Everyone is born heir to that. Now, how can you be born heir to a divine throne when you are an ordinary person? Well, everyone is born heir to a divine throne whether they are appearing to be an ordinary person or whether they are not. It does not really matter what a person appears to be. They are born to a divine throne. They are born to be that which they are, which is fantastic, which is good, which is beautiful, which is wonderful, which is glorious. Everyone is born to be just that way. And you think that you're not born that way. You think that a king and a queen have princes and princesses. Yeah, that's what we think. But think about it. Does every mother feel that her child is really the delight of her heart, the most beautiful thing that ever came into life? Does every father proudly puff out his chest until the buttons pop off because this is my son? This is my son. This is my child who will carry on the family name, who will carry on the family traditions, who will carry on what our family means. Well, now, we may have gotten away from that attitude a little bit as the time has gone on in our lives, but it's nevertheless true. The fact is, we are all divine. The fact is, we are all beautiful. The fact is that every one of us is the child of a divine father and mother. And that divine father and mother may not just be our physical parents, and most likely they are not. That divine father and mother are our divine, our holy parents. How can you be born to be such a magnificent being, to have such magnificent essence about you? How can you be born like that? That takes quite a beautiful situation to be born like that. But think about it. You are born as a most amazing being. The bare structure of your body is beyond anything that we could ever imagine. The idea that we have a brain that utilizes the infinite information of the divine consciousness, the allness of the universe, the divine mind, all the information of the universe, all the ultimate knowingness of the infinite consciousness is ours through the universal mind. And our individual brain taps into that universal mind, is one as that universal mind and uses it. That's not only divine, that's not only a prince or a princeless, that's not only the child of a king and queen, that's the child of God. That's a child of God, and each one of us is a child of God, and each one of us is God. As each child of a king and queen is the child of a king and queen, each is heir to the throne. Not all may get there, not all may achieve it, but they are heir to it. And those who achieve it are not just those who have been fortunate enough to be at the right place in the right time, to be the right child in the line in the family. In your family and my family, every one of us is a prince and a princess. Every one of us is divine. Every one of us is special. Every one of us has the heirship. We are heir to the throne. We are heir to the dignity that comes with the role. Now, if we were to go around acting like a prince and a princess, it would really not set us aside too much from the rest of our friends and neighbors and people. It would merely mean that there would be things that we would not do, and there would be things that we would do, probably more things that we would do than things that we would not do. For instance, we would say beautiful things about each other. We would see in each other magnificence, because everybody is heir to the throne. And you never know who's going to be the next royal being. And quite likely, it's going to be you. It's going to be me. And so as we live our life so pure, so beautiful, we don't run around with the riffraff. There are no riffraff because we do not create them. There are no people who violate the values that I have, how I have been raised by my family, the respect of my mother and father, the respect of my brothers and sisters, the respect of my neighbors and friends, the respect of property, the respect of government, the respect of nations. And as I have all of this, it comes natural to me to be a prince. It comes natural to me to be a princess. It comes natural to me to be the king or queen. It comes natural for me to be the one who is the reigning monarch of my universe. And as I am the reigning monarch of my universe is indeed very good. I wouldn't think of taking something that didn't belong to me. I wouldn't think of saying anything about another person which was in any way denigrating that person, putting them down and telling them they're less than wonderful. I would not do anything that would belittle, in my eyes, anything in my world. Oh, I will not participate in things that I feel are not what a prince or a princess would participate in. I would not have friends who have values or who have desires that are less than mine. I would not say they're no good. I would just say, these are my values. And I live by my values. And as I live by my values, all of my friends, all of my neighbors, all of the people in my world, all of my family will look at my values. And they will say, these are good and very good. They will say, these are values that we all would like to have. Truly, we would. And when we are raised with these values as little children, when we are raised with these values as we are growing up, our friends, neighbors, relatives, whomever, who are in our world with us, will be raised with the same values. And we will have a world with the most beneficial, beautiful values that could be delightful to the life of everyone, everywhere. But it starts with me. It starts with me, and that's what it's all about. A prince doesn't have to be announced. A princess doesn't have to be announced when she walks into a room. When a princess walks into a room, everyone knows by the charisma, by the value, by the manner in which they conduct themselves, that they are indeed of royal blood. They are indeed of royal heritage, royal lineage. Now, can others think that of us? Do we think that of us? Do we think that about ourselves first? If we think that about ourselves, you can be sure others will think that about us too. But it's a matter of doing it at all times. It's a matter of doing it thoroughly, wonderfully, magnificently, beautifully. It's a matter of being who you are. And indeed, being who you are is very special, very wonderful, very magnificent. And being who you are is something that no one can take from you. No one can ever take away your royal highness, your royal beingness, your dignity, your charm, who you are. Could anyone ever say to you, that is not your mother, that is not your father, and you and your mother and father know that they are your mother and father? Could anyone ever say that? Not indeed. Could anyone ever say that you are a person who has no values? Oh, no. Could anyone ever say of you or me that we are not handsome, beautiful, glorious, wonderful, fantastic? Truly not. Because that is who we are. That is who a prince and a princess is. They are the child of the queen, the child of the king. They are the child of royalty. They are a person of value. They have been raised with values. Never once did their parents allow them to forget their values. But always their parents required them to remember their values and to live according to their values and to surround themselves with people who had the same values. And they surround themselves with people who have the same values because they saw in everyone in their world people who had the same values that they did. And they chose to both acknowledge it and respond to it and have that be the associate, the friend in their life. You and I, we make decisions all the time. Are we a prince? Are we a princess? Are we anyone that the world would look upon and say, they have value? They know what their role is in the world. They know. And it's good. It's very good. It's not in any way taking away from anything. It's putting in and enjoying and delighting in all that is good and beautiful. Remember, you're a prince, you're a princess. Remember, whenever you walk into a room, everyone knows it, and you don't have to be announced. Your presence announces who and what you are, and your presence will always announce who and what you are, because your presence is you. Have a very happy royal day, my beloved. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.